The internet makes college easier, but can it be too much of a good thing? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Susan Schneider, assistant professor in the School of Social Work at Georgia State University, determines that problematic use of the internet can have adverse effects on key areas of a college student's life.
On college campuses, the internet is nearly ubiquitous. Almost 100% of university students use the internet. But for some students, excessive internet use negatively affects their relationships, their health, and their academic performance. Individuals are considered to have problematic internet use when their use shares characteristics of substance use disorders, such as difficulty reducing internet use, being preoccupied with the internet, or lying to conceal internet use. Individuals with problematic internet use have been found to experience negative mental health consequences, including trouble sleeping, depression, hostility, social phobia, overuse of alcohol, and self-injurious behavior. In a recent study with my colleagues, Wen Li, Jennifer O'Brien, and Matthew L. Howard, that investigates how problematic internet use affected college students' relationships with their families, the answer is mixed. There are both positive and negative effects. Our study's participants reported that the internet connected them to their family, an important benefit for students away from home. Other participants reported that their internet use created family conflicts because when they were home, they were on the internet rather than interacting with family. Unsurprisingly, some college students with problematic internet use reported that their families also overuse the internet. Several participants described their parents as constantly checking their email or unable to set boundaries on internet use for their younger siblings. While internet use may have both positive and negative effects on students' family relationships, those who suffer adverse consequences may have difficulty disconnecting because of requirements to use internet for classes. More research is needed to figure out how to help students exist in a connected world without getting too much of a good thing.
That was Susan Schneider of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.